This is live wrestling action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Welcome back, everyone. Wells Fargo Arena as we turn to the afternoon session here as the 1A wrestlers, the first round consolation, and our quarterfinals to set up the semifinals later on this evening. But right now, the 1A teams are getting ready to take the mats. Joe Sinclair, TZ, and Joe Millie's down on the mat. Joe, you're down there mat side real quick on the Quality Ag mic. Buddy, the teams roll in, the fans have rolled in, and we're ready to go.
The cheerleaders are even on their way to the mats. So I'm at mat 5 right now, guys. Mat 5 is going to have Southeast Warren here up first.
Southeast Warren, Warhawk fans checking in. Dick Fornish started out their winning tradition in 1962, and we're glad to have all of you along here in this 1A coverage. 641-799-1437. The text line, the Southern Iowa Technology text line, and we're going to come back with your 1A coverage. Don't go anywhere from Wells Fargo Arena. We'll be right back. You're listening to the 2015 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament, High Above the Mats and in High Fidelity.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started.
Quality Ag Service is proud to be your ag supply partner for seed, fertilizer, chemicals, and livestock feed. Quality Ag Service is the oldest ag company in our area for one reason. You come first with Quality Ag. Your best result is always the goal at Quality Ag. In business serving farmers' needs for nearly 20 years, Quality Ag Service. Please visit us in Albia or Melrose for all your fall fertilizer needs and check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and QualityAg.com. Thank you for your business from Quality Ag.
The local merchants in our area, hometowns, and communities take pride in what they do. They're here for you. Be here for them. Shop and invest locally. It helps the local economy. Build a better future for us all.
Building for the future. All together, side by side. Hometown community spirit. Hometown community pride.
People's State Bank, member FDIC, hometown community spirit, hometown community pride.
Double D Repair, southeast of Albia, is an ag and construction equipment repair shop. Bring it to us or we'll come to you. Double D has on-site repair. Call 641-777-6754 for line boring, bore welding, and repairs for dozers, excavators, tractors, combines, and all of your large and small equipment repairs. Call Double D Repair, 641-777-6754. I am Dustin Dowdy. I am Double D Repair.
When you are in the field or your tree stand, you don't want to be thinking of anything but what you're aiming at. At Hoyt, they make sure you have the best possible experience bow hunting. They make sure each bow has the best accuracy, durability, craftsmanship, technology, and precision that is unmatched by any other company. Hoyt builds their bows for everyone to have the winning experience each and every time you pull back on the string. Get your Hoyt bow and accessories at Bluff Creek Archery, 117 Washington Avenue East, Albia, Iowa.
That is your national anthem as we're ready to begin 1A quarterfinal action here from Wells Fargo Arena. High above the mats, high fidelity. And we'll be mat side as Jay Mills got the mic, brought to you by Quality Ag. But right now we're going to get the 1A quarterfinals, 3A semifinals, and the third round consolations followed up with the 1A second round consolation. So this is a go time here. We've got three matches as Blake Bauer, Southeast Warren, is going to be covered by Travis Apadel. I'm going to grab Brady Kiner of Southeast Warren, and Joe Sinclair is going to bring us Nicholas Martin of Moravia, also at 113.
Martin's got a tough matchup. He's up against Ben Moyer. Ben Moyer is a sophomore, 39-8 on the season from Albernett. Nicholas Martin, a freshman, 37-4 on his season. Also got an exciting 113-pound match on the mats right now. It'll be undefeated Drew West, a sophomore, against also undefeated Alex Thompson from Underwood. So underway here in wrestling. It'll be Moravia Mohawk, Nicholas Martin. He shakes his opponent's hand. They get together in the middle of the mat. And we're underway at 113 pounds. Here's a headlock attempt by Martin and a nice roll through by Moyer from Al Burnett. And Moyer rolls right through and gets the takedown. That was an aggressive move there by Martin. Doesn't work. And Al Burnett on top 2-0 early going. First period 113.
Brady Kreiner of Southeast Warren in on a deep single leg. And a sprawl out there by Lentz. Now Kreiner going to try to come out the backside. Is in control here. If he can just get out, he'll get the points here. 1:15 to go, opening period here at 1:13. Going to be out of stalemate. Let's run over to the other Southeast Warren wrestler, over to Bauer.
Yeah, Crocker in on a deep single leg here on Bauer. 1 minute to go here in the first period. Bauer trying to fight off that deep single leg shot that Wyatt Crocker, Logan Magnolia, has in the center of the mat here.
Nicholas Martin at 113 pounds is locked up with Ben Moyer from Al Burnett. Moyer rolls through a headlock attempt by Martin in the opening seconds and gets control for the two-point takedown. That score 2-0 with 1 minute to go. We've got a stalemate. We'll reset it at 113 pounds. It's 2 for Al Burnett, 0 for Moravia early on first period.
On the other side of the quarterfinals, Brady Kiner, Southeast Warren, taking on Eric Lentz of Tipton. No score. Here's another single leg shot there by Kiner in deep and off the mat. 40 seconds to go here. Let's run down to 106.
Bauer right on the edge of the mat does a real good job of getting out of that single leg. He whizzers down real hard and puts Crocker down and gets the takedown. He now leads 2-0 with 29 seconds to go in the first period.
Blood timeout in this 113-pound quarterfinal match between Nicholas Martin from Moravia and Ben Moyer from Al Burnett. Great matchup here. It's first period action, 53 seconds left. We're still on blood timeout, and we're going to come out of it now, and it'll be Martin getting set. He'll take the down position, be covered by Moyer from Al Burnett.
17 seconds to go, opening period. No score here as Brady Kiner, Southeast Warren, taking on Eric Lentz of Tipton here in 1A, the quarterfinals. This is quarterfinal action. Here in 1A coverage at 113. Here's a shot and a counter. 3 seconds go in the opening period, and Lentz will get a takedown as time expires. Eric Lentz will take a 2-0 lead on Brady Kiner. Let's go to 106.
106 here. Blake Bauer, Southeast Warren, still leads 2-0. Underway, just getting started here in the second period. He's going to start out the second period riding Wyatt Cocker of Logan Magnolia.
113-pounder Nick Martin is in the down position. 30 seconds left in the first period. He trails 2-0. Nice takedown there for Al Burnett. And a couple of side roll attempts and a sit-out switch by Martin here in the first period. But he is being ridden hard by Moyer from Al Burnett. Still 2-0 at 113 in this quarterfinal match.
In our other 13 matchup, Brady Kiner starts in the down position to begin the second period just underway. Kiner gets to his feet, gets the separation. He's got the escape. Now he trails Eric Lentz of Tipton 2-1 here. 1 minute, 40 seconds to go here in this second period. 1:13. Let's run back down to Blake Bauer at 106.
Blake Bauer still riding out his opponent, Wyatt Crocker, here with 1:20 to go in the second period. And he is really riding tough. He's got them hips heavy. Now he's got a corkscrew ride in right here on the edge of the mat. And Crocker just trying to get out of bounds here. Bauer gets him out of bounds, and they're going to go back to the center and reset.
At 113 pounds, we still got blood timeout. It's Nicholas Martin with a bloody nose. Nothing going on at 1:13. 2-0, Al Burnett.
Staying at 1:13, Eric Lentz still with a 2-1 lead over Brady Kiner. Down to 109 in the second period. They'll meet back at the center of the mat. We'll keep it right here for a few seconds. Kiner looking for a shot. Had a nice shot at the end of that first period. But Lentz fought it off and came around, got the takedown for himself. He leads now 2-1. Brady Kiner trailing here 2-1. 1 minute to go in the second period. Let's run down to 106.
50 seconds left to go here in the second period, and Blake Bauer still riding tough. Wyatt Crocker got him broke down, got his belt buckle on the mat here, and trying to work a tilt combination. He's tried the butcher, he's tried the cradle, and right here on the edge of the mat, probably going to go out of bounds here. 30 seconds left to go. 2-0, Bauer leads.
First round action, first period action here is in the books at 113 pounds. It's a 2-0 lead for Moyer over Martin from Moravia. Moyer from the Al Burnett School. These wrestlers, all of them that we're calling for you right now, folks, on 96.7, trying to advance to the semifinal round here. These are quarterfinal matches here.
Well, Kiner gets taken down by Lentz. Now trails 4-1, tried to do a Granby roll to get out of that, now trying to get his feet. 8 seconds to go here in the second period. Kiner gets to his feet, then brought down by Lentz as the time expires on the second period. So Eric Kiner of Southeast Warren will trail 4-1 over Tipton's Lentz.
Back over here at 106, Brady Bauer now going into the third period. He still leads that 2-0. He's going to start this third period in the down position.
Second period underway at 113 pounds. Nick Martin will cover Moyer from Al Burnett. Moyer has had a couple of stand-up attempts here. 20 seconds gone here in the second period. A sit out by Moyer. Now Moyer gets to his feet. Martin down on the hips, but has to cut him. That makes the score 3-0 at 1:13. It's Moravia trailing Albernette 3-0.
We're in the third period over at the other 1:13 contest. Brady Kiner trailing 4-1 here. 17 seconds into this third and final period. Kiner circling around, trying to get the angle. Has had a couple of shots, but both those shots he took were countered and turned into takedowns for his opponent, Lentz. Lentz with a 4-1 lead here, 1:30 to go in third period.
Bauer's going to get the escape here with a minute 36 left to go here in the third period. He now leads 3-0. Wrestlers are on the feet. Bauer trying to work an angle, trying to take a shot here, still being on the aggressive, still bringing the pace.
Nick Martin still scoreless in his 113-pound quarterfinal match. He had to cut Albernette's Ben Moyer here in the second period. That escape goes with his takedown.
And just like that, Brady Bauer, he gets Cocker, comes in on a deep shot. Bauer catches him in a cow catcher, throws him right to his back.
It's Nick Martin with a throw. Can't quite get it executed. The official waves it off. It looked like Martin had the throw, but at the edge of the mat, they're going to hip off, and it's a two-point takedown for Albernette again on a throw that Nick Martin almost had worked out.
Blake Bauer now leads now 5-0. He's trying to work the bar arm, trying to get a tilt combination going in here. What do you got going on at 1:13, Joe?
53 seconds to go, and it is still Kiner trailing here 4-1. Final 50 seconds, trying to get to the angle and get a takedown here, but he's trailing now 4-1, 44 seconds to go. Let's go back over to our other 1:13 contest.
A Granby roll try there by Nicholas Martin here at 113 pounds. The Moravia Mohawk trailing now 5-0. He had a couple real good looks at a headlock, and both times the Albernette wrestler rolled through it. The second time, it was a roll through twice, and it looked like Martin was going to be able to get on top, but Albernette wound up on top in the scramble.
Looks 20, like 20 seconds left in your match.
20 seconds left to go here, and Blake Bauer out in front, 5-0, and he's really riding tough here. He's going to ride Wyatt Crocker out here with 5 seconds left to go to get the victory, 5-0.
Final 22 seconds over here. Brady Kiner, Southeast Warren, trying to get a win here, but he trails by three. He's the aggressor going after Lentz here, 16 seconds and counting. The clock ticking away here on Kiner. 12 seconds. We're going to keep it right here. Go back to 106 as they go to the third period. But 9 seconds left. Kiner trying to make something happen here right at the edge of the mat. Here's a flea by Lentz and no stall call or anything. So it's 3 seconds left here at 113. Bauer gets the win. Blake Bauer, a 3-0 win over Wyatt Crocker, Logan Magnolia. And then Kiner will go down to defeat here to Eric Lentz of Tipton. But let's get back to that 113 matchup. Martin from Moravia.
Martin from Moravia on his feet now. He starts the third period in the neutral position. He is trailing 5-0 against Moyer from Albernette. Come on, Moravia Mohawks. Root on your very own Nicholas Martin. He's on his feet. He's had a couple of good throw attempts there. And it's been a roll through, and Moyer has come out on top both times. Moyer had an escape in the second period to go along with those two takedowns. And now it's an underhook by Martin. Martin with the underhook. He's got a double underhook both sides and a shot in there, and he's got the hips in. He's trying that throw again, folks. He's trying the throw. And this
over.
Time he steps over, and he's got it. It's a five-point move for
he
Nicholas Martin.
Oh.
No, and a roll through again
so
by Albernette Moyer. He's a reversal
oh.
now, and it was Martin got a little bit too high. Now Martin's on his back. So it's going to be 4-7 right now with back points being counted for Albernette Moyer. And Nicholas Martin had it locked up tight, stepped over, but Albernette Moyer bridged off of his back. We're going to straighten the score out right now, but it should be 10-4 or 10-5 when we get back to action.
That was insane. Wow.
Well, there's still 54 seconds left in this match, folks. And I like Nicholas Martin's chances. The way he's using that throw, if he gets out, it will be a five-point deficit. And there's one more five-point move in Nicholas Martin in this match, folks. All right, great match being brought to you, folks, here by Hy-Vee and Albia. Now Martin tries to sit out with 50 seconds to go. His opponent, Moyer from Albernette, tries to lock up a cradle on the left-hand side. It's an outside cradle. He's got Martin broken down now. Now Martin gets back to his base. It's Moyer hanging on with the deep waist on the right-hand side. Chops the left arm, gets the elbow bent, puts the left shoulder of Martin onto the mat. Now Martin back to his base, and we're going to have a
blood timeout
again. Nicholas Martin is bleeding again with 26 seconds to go. He's going to have to gather himself, get that bloody nose stopped, and have a run at it here with 26 seconds to go. He trails by six. It's a 10-4 score. The Moravia Mohawk trailing here in this quarterfinal matchup.
We're going to get to Jake Hunterdas of Southeast Warren, I think, is going to come up at 132. And we'll also have Glosser at 138 pounds and Fritz from Singer to Kyoto.
I was watching this other match where you guys were broadcasting one. Yeah, you had Drew West of Highland Riverside against Alex Thompson. Drew West is a returning state champion. He was an undefeated freshman last year, undefeated coming into this tournament. Alex Thompson is an undefeated freshman coming in. Alex Thompson upsets West. Now this takes his undefeated career away. It takes the possibilities of him being a four-time state champion. Alex Thompson has an opportunity to be a four-time state champion, and the neat thing about it is that his coach is Joe Stevens, who is originally from Centerville, was a state place winner for Centerville.
All right, we're back to action. They've stopped the bleeding on Nicholas Martin. He gets set in the down position, tries a Granby roll. Now a side roll, and back to his base. Albernetz Moyer staying right with Martin with every step. Now, outside cradle. We're running out of time for Nicholas Martin. Outside cradle being applied by Moyer. Now a stand-up by Martin, and Martin gets hipped back down, and it's a headlock being applied by Moyer, and he pins him. 5 seconds left in the match. It is a pin for Albernetz Moyer against Martin. So Martin's going to have to gather himself. He's got a consolation elimination match coming up here in about an hour, folks. And all out on the mat there.
What a great effort. Those two throws, and nearly got the pin and then gets pinned, but great effort by Martin. Let's recap here. Blake Bauer, Southeast Warren with a 3-0 win. Brady Kiner at 113 with a 1-3 loss. And then Nicholas Martin of Moravia with a loss there by pin at 120. 132, Jake Hunterdas, followed by 138, Jaron Glosser on deck next. We'll take a quick timeout, come back, reset things here from Wells Fargo Arena. High above the mats, high fidelity. You're listening to your sports leader, KIC.
No matter what stage of life you're in, Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Iowa, an independent licensee of Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, gives you the coverage you deserve through Simply Blue Health Plans. Choose from more than 20 coverage options, from traditional to tax advantage plans. Plus, get peace of mind knowing that you're covered by a name you know and trust. That's the difference of blue. For information, call Eric Powers, an authorized independent agent of Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield, 641-932-3171. Eric Powers at G&P Insurance.
Are you too busy for your own good? Your time is important, and so is your health. At Monroe County Hospital and Clinics, we're committed to helping you monitor your health. The Streamline Wellness Program is designed for you to receive a comprehensive wellness profile at your convenience with the confidential results sent directly to you. Available year-round, just walk in and register, or to learn more about the Streamline Wellness Program, go to mchalbia.com under Find a Service. Your health, your wellness, on your time.
This is live wrestling action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Southern Iowa Technology Text Line, Warhawk Wrestling. Let's go. Keep wrestling hard, boys. We are here for you, Warhawk Nation. Checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology Text Line. We're moving to 132. Jake Hunterdas is going to come out for Southeast Warren. At the same time, we'll probably have Jaron Glosser at 138 for EBF, and then Nathan Fritz, the singer to Kyoto. So, gentlemen, we are going to go bang, bang, bang here.
We're also going to have a great 152-pound match with Lane Booner from Sigourney Kyoto. He's going to be going up against Sawyer Amling. That kid's undefeated.
These are all quarterfinal matchups as well, folks. So this is the top side, the winning side. These winners today will be fighting a little bit later on for a chance to go to the championship round tomorrow night. We've got 132 coming up here. Jake Hunterdas, Southeast Warren. Find an open mat. Be out just momentarily. But a great win there by Blake Bauer. Brady Kiner come up just short, and Nicholas Martin gave us a great
entertaining match. What a great match that was to bring you, folks. That was a back-and-forth match, and a couple of throws by Nicholas Martin that went the wrong way in the first period was the difference in the match. And you know, then he had to get a little bit wild at the end to try to finish it off. But great match brought to you there by Bluff Creek Archery and Leffler Dirtworks. I want to thank all of our sponsors here on 96.7. If you're just joining us, this is 2015 Iowa High School Championship Wrestling Action. We are the quarterfinal round right now in Class 1A. A lot of great competitors in our listening area, and that would include Sigourney Kyoto, Southeast Warren, the Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont Rockets. You've heard us broadcasting these matches for the Moravia Mohawks all season long, and we're proud to bring it to you this afternoon, all the way through this evening, here on 96.7.
Next match going to be brought to you by Proline Buildings, Hy-Vee of Albion, Hy-Vee of Sheraton, or CNC Cycle, and People's State Bank.
132-pound competitors are out there on the mat right now. Got some 126-pound matches going, and even one 120-pound match. 8 mats below us here. We're in the radio media area on the north side of Wells Fargo Arena. We look down on the mats, about 100 feet down and 100 feet out, probably 150 feet to the closest mat. And
it's a beautiful view, though, Joe.
It's a beautiful view. There are 8 mats spread out below us. 4 of them owned by
That's your own kitchen up there, I understand.
We do have our own kitchen up here. There was not a lunch break today, so we figured that rather than have a famine, that we would provide our own groceries today. So we went shopping and brought in some bread from Panera, some Peter Pan peanut butter and jelly.
The Taj Mahal,
top deck.
Good stuff, buddy. Thanks for
nothing but
numbers.
The best for the best broadcast crew here.
It's good to know that we have an owner that's willing to go all out for us. Nothing but the best. Hey guys, you get your crackers. I got the butter packets out of the compliment or the condiment section. Yeah. So we're in great shape, Joe. No problems up here. Scotty's been back at the studio for 20 plus straight hours, and they hooked up a catheter and IV.
Scotty, we may have to wire down to Albia Brewing Company and have them ship you up one of their custom-made pizzas there at the Albia Brewing Company, proud sponsors of the wrestling for you here on 96.7.
About an hour away, they could come right here too.
That is right. Or you could go to Hardee's, the Jones boys. They'll take care of you.
Oh, great. We are at 132 pounds, waiting for Jake Hunterdoss of Southeast Warren to come out. 138, Jaron Glosser.
Here he is, Hunterdoss, Matt 5.
Matt 5, Jake Hunterdoss. Getting ready to go out of here. We're going to bring you that contest, and, of course, we will bring you Jaron Glosser also at 138. 145, Nathan Fritz of Sigourney Kyoto, followed up by his teammate Lane Boonder of Sigourney Kyoto at 152. So this is go time, and at 160, we're going to have Jacob Hoke, Southeast Warren. All these quarterfinal matches. Winners will continue on to go to the semifinals.
For Southeast Warren, this is kind of a huge round to keep advancing on, and then tonight, whoever they can get in the semifinals, try to find a way to advance to the finals. It's sure going to benefit them trying to finish in that top three placing for a team.
Now this is it right here. We're going to have Jake Hunterdoss right straight in front of us here. 132 pounds, mat number 5 as they get underway here. Just underway at 132. Jake Hunterdoss, 54-0, the undefeated senior for Southeast Warren, taking on Lane Nichols of Woodbury Central of Mulville. No score here, 30 seconds in here. They circle around the center of the mat. Here's a drop down. Southeast Warren's Jake Hunterdoss on the mat here for Southeast Warren. And
got Glosser, I think, over here is going to be on mat number 1. And
you'll have
he
that
is.
One.
Glosser, early on here, just underway. 5 seconds gone in the first period. It's Jaron Glosser, 53-0 against Tanner Abbas, 36-10.
Jake Hunterdoss at 132, no score here. 1 minute gone by in this opening period as the wrestlers try to fill each other out here in this 132-pound quarterfinal matchup.
Single leg shot in there by Abbas from Clarion Goldfield. A nice whizzer by Jaron Glosser at 138 pounds. Glosser gets the separation and will be back to the center of the mat. 30 seconds gone. Shot in there. Ankle pick by Glosser. He lifts. He trips. He gets the 2-point takedown. Lightning quick. Jaron Glosser takes the lead. 2-0. 138 pounds. Class 1A quarterfinal.
Still scoreless over here at 132 pounds. Jake Hunterdoss trying to get the win for Southeast Warren. 30 seconds to go here. Opening period. Really no legitimate shots on each other as they run back to the center of the mat. Let's run over to Jaron Glosser.
Glosser now trying to work a butcher. He's got it wrapped up tight. He's just twisting him up. Now he's going to get some back points. If he can settle his chest back, he could pin Abbas here in the first period. But we're going to have a potentially dangerous. It's going to be a 3-point near fall. That makes the score 5-0.
Like he got a little high on there, turning him over.
A little bit high, turning him over. It was a potentially dangerous situation. So Glosser will cover Abbas at the center of the mat. Restart with 53 seconds left in the first period.
Jake Hunterdoss here as time expires on that opening period. We'll go to the second period. No score here. Hunterdoss taking on Lane Nichols of Woodbury Central Moleville. Lane, a 49-4 senior. But Jake Hunterdoss, Southeast Warren, undefeated. Is
half
he
Nelson
senior.
Applied by Jaron Glosser. He's got it in tight. He is turned Abbas from Clarion over onto his back. Abbas trying to bridge off his back. It's three more points for Glosser. He can reverse his half. He should be able to sink it and get chest to chest. Good job bridging out of there by Abbas. Abbas escapes the pin. It's 8-0. Glosser on top.
Well, Jake Hunterdoss is in the cover position to be in the second period. 17 seconds into the second. No score here. They go off the edge of the mat as Jaron Glosser continues to impress in a 1A action at 138.
13 seconds left, first period action at 138. It's Jaron Glosser on top, 8-0, against Abbas from Clarion Goldfield Dows.
And here's the escape given to Lane Nichols. Nichols with the first points of this 132 contest. 133 to go, second period, 1-0. Lane Nichols with the lead over Jake Hunterdoss, Southeast Warren. It's 30 seconds gone by in this second period. Let's run back over to Jaron Glosser.
Well, we're in the break between the first and second periods. It's an 8-0 score. Glosser defers his decision, and it looks like we're going to have blood timeout, so we got a little bit more of a break here at 138.
We'll keep it right here at 132. Lane Nichols with a 1-0 lead here over Jake Hunterdoss of Southeast Warren. They're back at the center of the mat. 105 to go in the second period. Singer Nikiotis. Nathan Fritz is going to be on the mat here momentarily, so we'll have three matches to bring you here simultaneously on your Sports Leader KIIC. Here's a drop down, and then an underhook put in by Hunterdoss. They'll have to separate. Nothing able to come of it. To this point, there's been really no shots as a takedown, and Hunterdoss finds himself trailing by an escape. It's Lane Nichols got the escape to begin this second period, 36 seconds in. Let's see if we can run back over to Jaron Glosser at 138.
He is on his feet in his 138-pound match. He's in charge of this contest by the 8-0 score. Quick takedown on a nice duck under, and Jaron Glosser now has a 10-0 lead over his opponent from Clarion Goldfield. That is Tanner Abbas.
Hunterdoss in on a deep single leg right at the edge of the mat, and they'll skirmish off the mat. Now, they'll reset, and Hunterdoss in on another single leg. This time it's deep. He's got it elevated, only 13 seconds to go, but he's going to have to give it up. A great whizzer out there put on by Nichols, and Nichols holds on to a 1-0 lead here, 5 seconds to go in the second period.
Jaron Glosser came to Wells Fargo Arena with the goal of returning to another state championship, and he is well on his way to that here in this quarterfinal matchup. He's got a chicken wing in on Tanner Abbas from Clarion Goldfield. He's got him turned over here. Just about having turned out, potentially dangerous before he gets him turned over. So we'll restart it with 1:16 left in the second period. Glosser on top, 10-0.
We're going to the third and final period. Hunterdoss starts in the down position, tries to break free and gets free. Only 4 seconds into this third period, we're tied at one here. Lane Nichols of Woodbury Central Moleville and Jake Hunterdoss of Southeast Warren tied at one, 1:48 to go, third period, right at the edge of the mat. The underhook put in there by Nichols. Both wrestlers not able to really get a good shot on each other, and they'll have to reset here. Let's run back over to Jaron Glosser.
Jaron Glosser riding tough here with 1:08 remaining in the second period. He leads 10-0 for your Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont Rockets. He's trying to get pressure on the shoulders. He's got a half Nelson in on the right side. He's trying to bar the arm on the left, and now he's going to run that half. A good job posting the leg by the Clarion kid, and nothing there for Glosser in a pinning combination. So he casts over, puts a chicken wing in on the other side, and he is working over the shoulders of Abbas, and now he's getting back points. He did a great job, had a half on one side. Abbas posted the leg, and great job by Glosser, putting the chicken wing in on the other side, casting over, gets a three-point near fall, if not more. He's still got him on his back. It's tight. The official right there on the mat looking at it. It's a very tight pinning combination. 24 seconds left. Jaron Glosser has time in this second period to get the pin. Now he gets a reverse half, goes chest to chest. It's definitely going to be 13-0, and it is a great job bridging out. 13-zip, Glosser on top.
Glosser in control over there. Hunterdoss here again. 57 seconds to go. Both these wrestlers without a real shot at each other. Here's a throw attempt by Hunterdoss, and Unfortunately, the throw happens right at the edge of the mat, and they'll go off the mat. That was a legitimate throw. He threw him 3 feet off the mat and into the other mat beside him. But they'll go back, reset, tied at one here. 45 seconds to go. We'll run back to Gloucester after these final 45 seconds. Gloucester out in front, 13 to nothing. But right now, we're tied at one here at 132. Jake Hunterdoss of Southeast Warren trying to get the win for the Warriors. Warhawks. The Warhawks are trying for a chance for a top three finish here in Class 1A as a team. Hunterdoss trying to get a championship. Undefeated is his senior campaign.
What are the advantages, Jason? Is Nichols has already given up
a
stall call. So if Hunterdoss keeps the pressure and keeps taking shots like he has been, he may get the call here with 25 seconds left.
Here's a shot in there by Lane. Counter by Hunterdoss right at the edge of the mat. And a slide by attempt that goes, again, off the edge of the mat. Most of the action, if any, has happened at the edge of the mat.
Two-point tilt near fall for Jaron Gloucester extends his lead to the technical fall level of a 15-0 thrashing of Tanner Abbas from Clarion Goldfield Dows.
We have a blood timeout. Recap that great win by Gloucester, because that was an amazing effort there by Jaron.
Jaron Gloucester came out of the gate, had a real good single leg shot in there on him by Tanner Abbas from Clarion Goldfield, and a good job by Gloucester fighting it off with the Wizard and getting himself out of bounds, and after that, it was all Jaron Gloucester. He took down Abbas and then put him on his back three times in the first period and finished it off in the second period with a tech fall, put him on his back for five more points, and it was a 15-0 win for Jaron Gloucester. For Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, he will be in the semifinals, and those semifinals are going to happen tonight at 8:45.
We're going to get down to Joe Millich here in a second on the wireless mic.
Jaron.
But we got Jaron Gloucester. We're about final 19 seconds here, Joe, after the flood timeout. So we may have to steal it back. I'm going to keep it here if you can keep Jaron there. We've got 19 seconds here in regulation with Hunterdoss on the mat here. Jake Hunterdoss. We're going to go to Joe Millich to cut up with Jaron Gloucester momentarily. But final 19 seconds.
There's a one-point stall call, and it'll be Hunterdoss with
lead.
12 seconds to go with the lead.
Jake Hunterdoss with the lead here, trying to hold on. The senior, undefeated, will go to another blood timeout. But right now, Joe Millich is caught up with Jaron Gloucester, the 138-pound state champion who just got a big win for the Rockets.
There just a second, guys. He's with the TV stations, and I don't want to interrupt their interview, but give me 15 seconds.
I think you'll have that there, Joe Millage, because we're still working blood timeout on the Hunterdoss match.
The Hunterdoss match, let's get to that one, because Jake Hunterdoss has brought the action. There was a stall called earlier on Lane Nichols, and then with under 13 seconds to go, as they're stepping out of bounds, Nichols was backing up on Hunterdoss, and Hunterdoss picked
a shot in there by Lane.
And a throw attempt, and Hunterdoss had him on his back. Jake Hunterdoss.
He's got
it. A throw attempt by Lane, countered by Hunterdoss, and he nearly got him in a pinning combination, but he avoided the own throw and turned it into his own.
All right.
But 2-1 here, Hunterdoss with 2 seconds to go, and a throw attempt that leads to a takedown. They're going to wave it off, but Jake Hunterdoss, Southeast Warren, is going to get the win for the Warhawks, and let's run down to Joe Millich, who's caught up with Jaron Gloucester.
All right, Jaron, I don't know what you like better, broadcasting on KIIC or wrestling, but we'll give you the choice right now.
I'd say wrestling, probably.
All right. I heard you tell Channel 8 just a few seconds ago you still don't feel like you're wrestling your best. That was a 15-0 win, so what does that mean?
I mean, I just got to go out there and be a little bit smoother, wrestle a little bit better, you know. I can be a lot more smooth than that. I can wrestle a little better than that. I got to be ready to go, you know. I got to be the best I can be.
What was your strategy against your opponent there?
Just go out and take it to him, you know. Just work on my stuff, wrestling hard.
Congratulations, unbeaten. And we just put a photo of Jaron up on Twitter, so you can check that out. Thanks a lot, Jaron. Congratulations.
That's your Quality Ag wireless mic. Joe Millis down there with Jaron Gloucester after his win. Jake Hunterdoss, Southeast Warren, with a big win, 2-1 to final there. Let's get over to Nathan Fritz of Sigourney Kyoto.
Third period action here at 145 pounds. It's Sigourney Kyoto's Nathan Fritz on the short end of a quarterfinal with a 4-1 score. There's still a minute four left in this thing, but now there's a takedown again by Blake Meyer from Sumner Fredericksburg. So it's going to be 6-1, and Nate Fritz will be in the down position. It looks like we're going to have a blood timeout. Match being brought to you here on 96.7 by Kaiser Soil Service. Call Mike Kaiser at 777-9066 for your fertilizer and chemical needs and agency.
Lane Boonder of South of Sigourney Kilda also on the mats here in just a moment at 152 pounds, and we'll get that one for you. Again, we're going to continue to simulcast these matches back-to-back-to-back action, and Boonder is on mat number six right now, and a quick takedown by Amling.
That's a 152-pound matchup.
And then right away, Amling again on another takedown. So Amling out in front of Boonder of Sigourney Kilda here at 152 pounds.
Oh, and he's got a tight headlock in right now. It is trouble for Boonder here. He's on his back with 34 seconds left in the first period. Still first period action. It's going to be back points.
Well, we saw earlier what you can do even after being on your back earlier today. The young of Oskaloosa.
Sawyer Amling, undefeated senior, ranked number one from Edgewood-Colesburg out there against Lane Booner. He's got the 6-1 lead. We're back to action at 145 where Nathan Fritz trails 6-1, 49 seconds left in this one. There's an escape by Fritz. Now a shot. He's shot in there in a nice sprawl back. And he is still on his feet. The score is 6-2. It's a 145-pound match. Blake Meyer from Sumner Fredericksburg with the four-point lead. 35 seconds remaining in that one. Shot in there again by Fritz. Fritz from Sigourney Kilda.
Plus, we got Jacob Hoke on mat number three of Southeast Warren taking on Caleb Wedkin. I believe if I got that right, from North Butler Green.
Caleb Webking, 45-4, the senior. Right now, Lane Boonder trails 7-1 going to the second period. Just underway here.
A little bit of a wild shot there by Nathan Fritz, and it's going to be Meyer turning that into a takedown to conclude the scoring in that 145-pound match. It will be Meyer advancing to the semifinals, and Nathan Fritz will drop down to the consolation side. He'll have a match that he needs to prepare himself for here in about 45 minutes to an hour.
103 to go, first period. Jacob Hoke of Southeast Warren, 55 wins on his senior year. And he's on the attack here, taking on Caleb Wedking of North Butler Green.
Well, if anybody's following, we've been talking about Glosser, and I think we had somebody request. I was going to update you on the Carter Happel match, and that's kind of been the big matchup I think everybody's been waiting for, is the Glosser Happel. Happel won his match 13-4 with a major decision there in the quarterfinals to advance him to the semifinals. So, there you've got Happel looking to try to win his third, possibly be another four-timer. But hopefully Jaron Glosser can be the guy that stops him, as we've seen somebody else get, Drew West get stopped earlier today.
Sawyer Amling showing why he's the number one ranked wrestler at class 1, 852 pounds in this quarterfinal match against Lane Boonder from Sigourney Kilda. It's Amling up now 9-2 with a nifty little takedown there. So
we'll
trying to get some points here for Sigourney Kilda. It's Lane Boonder. He trails in the second period, 30 seconds to go in this period. 9-2 the score here at 152.
Jacob Hoke of Southeast Warren, no score here. 16 seconds to go in the opening period at 160. Caleb Wedking of North Butler. And they'll final 10 seconds will roll off here. And neither wrestler with a clear shot in that opening period.
Boy, this Amling kid is really riding Lane Boonder tough. He's got the deep waist in on the right side. Just tomahawk chops the left elbow, breaks down Lane Boonder. 5 seconds left in this second period, and a dominating performance here by Amling from Edgewood-Colesburg.
Second period we go over at 160 pounds. Jacob Hoke, 55 wins, a senior, going to cover to begin the second period. Caleb Wedking tries to sit out. Brought back down to the mat by Hoke. Hoke now with the tilt in. He's going to get the tilt in. Can he get those back? Nope, could not get the back points.
That'd be huge to score first from the top. Nice little sit out there by Wedking, and he gets loose.
Wedking with the escape. 1-0 here. Wedking with the lead over Jacob Hoke of Southeast Warren. 1:39 to go, second period.
Lane Booner tries a little power move there from the top, trying to get a throw in on his opponent, and good job there by Amling. He hips down and avoids that throw. Still no change in the score, 9-2. It is Boonder covering Amling in the third period. A minute and a half remains in this 152-pound quarterfinal match here on 96.7.
Wedking with a 1-0 lead over Jacob Hoke of Southeast Warren. 1:10 to go, second period. Again, really no offense here in this first minute and nearly a half gone by.
152 pounds, still 9-2, a minute left in this match, and it's Amling just kind of sitting there coasting right now.
They coast right off the mat, and we'll restart it.
160-pound Jacob Hope trails by one here. 50 seconds to go, second period. They're back at the center of the mat. Both the wrestlers trying to find an angle. A drop-down attempt there by Wedking. Nothing going. Let's run back over to 152.
Outside cradle try there by Lane Boonder, and really tough Sawyer Amling down there. He just straightens his leg out, takes that cradle away, and I think that Booner's going to have to cut him and try to hit a big throw move here. We've got 45 seconds left in the match. It's a 7-point deficit. Amling just got called for stalling, and he's got probably five of those to give with the score 9-2.
Well, Wedking still leads over here at 160 pounds. 1-0, the only score coming on the escape to begin the second period. Jacob Hoke of Southeast Warren. Final 10 seconds of the second period. Let's get back to 152.
Lane Booner trails 9-2. There are just 20 seconds left in the match. Booner has ridden Amling for the entirety of this third period, but it's a little too little, a little too late. Now a sit out there by Amling on that outside cradle try by Lane Booner. And with 10 seconds to go, the score being 10-0, throw attempt there by Booner. No problem for Amling dropping his hips down and getting out of it. And we are going to finish this match with the score 10-2, an 8-point victory at 152 pounds for Sawyer Amling over Lane Boonder.
Going to the third period, Jacob Hoke will start the down position. He trails by one to Wedking. 150 to go, and he's trying to get to his base. Wedking with the deep waist, now to his feet, brought back down is Hoke. Hoke trails by one here. He's got to get an escape here to tie things up. At the edge of the mat, being broken down in a real deep waist, then it looks like they're going to go off the edge of the mat, and that's about the best thing that can happen for Jacob Hoke there, the senior. 55-2, 160 pounds. Caleb Wedking out in front here, 1-0. 160 pounds, Jacob Hoke of Southeast Warren, trying to make it the third wrestler here for Southeast Warren to get to the semifinals. He gets to his feet, tries to get separation, but holding on to that inside leg is Wedking right at the edge of the mat. Now, sprawl out. Hoke trying to get broke free here. Right at the edge of the mat, they're going to have a stalemate. Just about got out there, Coach.
They really did. I mean, all he had to do was come back, break that off. But at the edge of the mat, it's kind of this judgment call on the official because you're getting close to the tables, close to the cheerleaders. He's got to find a way to get out. Got a minute 22.
Gets to his base, gets to his feet, gets a hand separated, but right back in. There's Wedking on a double leg. Dropped down. Got stood up, but then got brought back down again. You know, Wedking doing a good job of dropping to levels there.
I'll always be the first one to tell you, you know, rankings don't mean anything, but kind of give you an idea home. Jacob Hoke's ranked number 5, the Wedking's ranked number 3. So it's about as even as it gets here, you know, when you're looking at it.
That's what we've seen so far. There was a stall warning called on Wedking. So
a little bit of Southern Iowa relation here down here on mat number 8. Jordan Woodward, the grandson of Ron Woodward there from Albia.
Jordan.
Wrestling here on mat number 8. He's right now he's trailing Dale Hillman from West Valley 5-0.
And here we get the escape. Jacob Hoke gets to his feet, gets the escape. 53 seconds to go. Again, there's a stall call already on Wedking. So if Hoke can bring all the pressure, Wedking, here's a shuck by, trying to get around the corner. Is
the
Hoke at the edge of the mat. He gets the takedown.
He gets the 2.
Jacob Hoke with the takedown. And he's got a 2-1 lead or 3-1 lead here. Final 43 seconds for Southeast Warren. The senior, 55-2. 100 wins between the two of these wrestlers.
I thought we was going to see this end just like the 100-os match where he got the stall call to win 2-1.
Well, we get the escape here. 1 point separates these two. Jacob Hoke, he's got a stall call to give, but 30 seconds to go. Wedking trailing here by one. Hoke trying to get the win for Southeast Warren. That'll be the third wrestler to get to the semifinals if he can hold on here. Here's a deep double leg. A counter at the edge of the mat. A takedown. A takedown awarded to Jacob Hoke with 18 seconds to go. A shot in there by Wedking. A sprawl out by Hoke. And Hoke came around the backside, gets his own takedown right at the edge of the mat.
What Hoke did absolutely perfect there was kept his 2 feet in. Wedking was completely off the mat. Hoke came around, kept both the feet in until the referee called two, and then he went out.
Wedking gets a point for, or gives it the point. Wedking earns a stall call point right there, and that's 5-3 here. Final 8 seconds. Southeast Warren's Jacob Hoke trying to hold on for the win. 5 seconds. 4. Come on, Warhawk fans. Get on your feet as Jacob Hoke at 160 is going to make it your third Warhawk wrestler to the semifinals. 5-3, the final score.
With a minute and 4 left to go here, Jordan Woodward's going to get pinned with a minute and four left to go here in the second period. So he'll be coming back on the consolation side.
Well, Jordan Woodward had the biggest win as a freshman in Albia, the final matchup, and he has to get a pin for Albia to get the first conference title in who knows how many years, and he got the pin for Albia that gave the Blue Demons the conference title. I'm sorry to see him lose. I am glad to see him up here.
Yeah, Jordan, you know, he was from Albia there. Him and his mother moved and moved up there to Lisbon, and they got a good wrestling program up there, and good to see him qualify and get here to the Wells Fargo Arena.
Look at a legendary coach up there in Brad Smith.
Yeah, Brad Smith up there out of Lisbon.
We're going to take a timeout, come back, and get ourselves set up as we move right along here. Schneider, Southeast Warren, is going to come up 195, and we will stay right here. You stay right here. We'll be right back to Wells Fargo Arena. You're listening to the State Tick Wrestling Tournament on your Sports Leader KIIC.
Your Albia Hy-Vee is a full-service grocery store and pharmacy. We have fresh bakery featuring the best cake decorator in the county. Our kitchen can take care of your daily meal needs as well as all your catering needs. Our dairy department has the lowest priced milk in town. Our fresh meat department has the largest variety of hand-cut meats. Let our doctors of pharmacy take care of all your pharmaceutical needs, including immunizations, prescriptions, medication management therapy, and over-the-counter advice. Your Albia Hy-Vee has proudly been serving and generously supporting Albia and the surrounding communities since 1936.
Proline Building Company of Iowa is the original dream builder. For over 25 years, we have made your dreams come true. I'm Jim Vanderbeek of the Proline Building Company. I assure you that we always put our customers first. Avoid possible nightmares. Visit the Proline website, iowadreambuilder.com.
Proline Building Company is currently looking for skilled, reliable construction workers. It's a great job with a great company. Call Proline for details.
It's a great time to be a statesman. William Penn University of Oskaloosa offers you all the hospitality of a small community with the diversity and opportunities for growth that you would expect to find at larger state schools. Whether you're in or out of the classroom, on or off the field, William Penn University challenges students to work for success. How can they help you succeed? Visit wmpenn.edu to find out. Then schedule your campus visit today by calling 800-779-PENN. Make a statement. Be a statesman.
Now, back to a guy who thinks a dual meet is when you take a girl out for the first time, then meet her sister, think she's better looking, so you dump the first one, only to find out the sister likes your brother. Yeah. Here's Jason Summers.
Yep.
Welcome back, everyone. Wells Fargo Arena. Jay Mill down on the mat side. Joe, buddy, you're down there with all the action. And how about the Southeast Warren showing up here today and representing?
Unbelievable, guys. And if you have just a second, we've got Jake Hunterdoss here, and let me grab him real quick.
Ty Snyder's going to be on the mat just momentarily, Southeast Warren fans. Gonna try to make it four to the semifinals for Southeast Warren. And, Joe, it's your mic whenever you want it on the Quality Ag mic, but we'll continue our conversation over. Coach Cochran, chance for four wrestlers to get the semifinals really gives Southeast Warren a shot at that second. Alberness ran away with the team, but Southeast Warren with a real shot to get one of those trophies to take home in the second place finish.
Absolutely. I mean, there's still a lot of wrestling left. I mean, so we can't say that Alberness completely ran away with it. There's a lot of things that can still happen. But when you look at the advantage of points that you get in the next round in the semifinals, that's where you really separate. So if they could find a way to get two, three, if not four, into the finals, that's going to boost them right up.
All right, Joe Millies, real quick, as we're going to get to Snyder here, but you have got the winner, Jake Hunterdoss.
Guys, we've got Jake Hunterdoss down here, and Jake, outstanding match. It went right down to the wire.
Yeah, it did. A little closer than I wanted it to be, but I'll take it.
You said earlier that this is your third or fourth trip?
Yeah, my third trip to semifinals.
And you've gotten as high as fifth place.
Fifth place.
So this feels differently to you?
Yeah, there's a lot less pressure this year just because my last year, if I win, I win. I lose, I lose.
All right, guys, back up to you.
Great job on the Quality Ag wireless mic. That's Jake Hunterdoss, the winner for Southeast Warren. Let's get to Ty Snyder, 44-2, the senior, taking on Cash Wilkie, 40-0. And they're underway here, and a quick takedown for Wilkie. of Osage Beach.
Well, Wilkie, again, I don't know how we get this every time, but Wilkie's the number one ranked wrestler at this weight. Ty Snyder's ranked fourth. Wilkie gets the takedown. 2-0 lead for Wilkie with a minute 15 remaining in the first period of the 195-pound quarterfinal.
Southern Iowa Technology text line. Great job, Warhawks. Thanks for the coverage. Well, we're thankful that you've joined us here on your Sports Leader KIIC. Snyder in trouble here. Gets taken down now. Back points. A one count, two count, and a three count. It's going to be two back points that are already earned here with the cradle being put in by Wilkie.
Uh-oh. Snyder might be in trouble here. Wilkie's got that tight. Tight with 45 seconds left. He's got a lot of time.
Boy, that is a that was a tight cradle put in. Cass Wilkie stays undefeated. He'll get the win over Ty Snyder, but Ty is not done, folks. He'll move to the consolation side. There's three semifinalists in Bauer, Hunter Doss, for in Hoke of Southeast Warren into the semifinals, and then we still have Kiner along with Ty Snyder into the consolation side. Both those wrestlers capable, coach, of getting a third place finish. Lots of points still available for Southeast Warren as a team as well.
Yeah, I guess I just want to give, I need to give Dallas O'Brien a congratulations. He's done wonders with this team. I mean, if you would have said at the beginning of the year, hey, Southeast Warren's going to be right here, I'm not sure if, you know, if in the wrestling world, if you'd have said, nah, you're crazy. But he's done a nice job of keeping this group of kids together. It looks like they just, they're here, they're having fun, they're working hard wrestling. And so it's like they bought into what Dallas O'Brien means to the
got
program.
Hope.
All right, we're going to go back down to Joe Millage on the Quality Ag Wireless mic. He's got the winner, Jacob Hoke, at 160.
And he's talking TV right now as well as us, so let's join with him real quick. Here he is.
Main part of that was I was on him the whole period, whole match, and my coaches make us do a lot of conditioning every week. And I guess it pays off in the third period on big matches.
What does it take, I guess, to kind of find that extra gear late when obviously you're tired, you know the other guy's tired? I mean, what does it take to come on top?
Basically, it takes your heart more than anything. He wants it more in the third period. And I guess felt like I wanted that match worse, and I guess I took it.
All right, that's Hoke.
Very good. Joe Millage on the wireless mic, courtesy of Quality Ag. And we are winding up and finishing up our Class 1A quarterfinals, and then we're going to come back here and bring you your 3A semifinals and third-round consolation. And again, these next contests that we bring you, folks, will be the setting up for the finals tomorrow night.
And as we conclude this semi or quarterfinal round here in Class 1A, got a little bit of bad news for the Moravia Mohawk fans. Got a report that Nicholas Martin suffered a concussion in his quarterfinal loss and is suffering from nausea and dizziness and will not be able to wrestle in his consolation match. They're doing an evaluation on him right now, but it looks like a concussion for Nicholas Martin, and that quarterfinal has ended his season.
Well, our thoughts go out to him. The young man put together a tremendous season, a high-quality wrestler, a high-quality young man. The Mohawks and the Blue Demons wrestle together. They come over and spend a lot of time working in the Albia program and with the Albia wrestlers. They become good friends, and our hearts go out to him and his family. And all we care about is his health.
That is absolutely right. But we're going to bring you more Class 3A coming up here now. It's going to be, when we come back from the break, we'll have the 3A semifinals and the third-round consolation. So we'll have the championships set up for you, Class 3A, before we go off the air at 5:30 this afternoon. And then we'll set up the semifinals for 2A and 1A for you tonight. It's going to be wrestling all afternoon. We'll be here till 10:30 tonight bringing you this high school championship wrestling action from Wells Fargo.
You better bring your shoes that are laced up, because if you don't, this old marathon's going to get to you.
This is where the fun begins. And, you know, I realize we got certain local wrestlers we want to focus on, but we'll try to bring in the results of all the semifinal matches so you have an idea of who's going to be wrestling who in the state finals. This is what it's all about. I'm starting to get goosebumps again. getting in here, just talking about semifinals coming up, because it's such a roller coaster. What you're going to see is you're going to see one kid jumping and yelling and jumping into his coach's arms while he gets hugs and everything, and the other kid's walking off the mat with his head down. I mean, it is. It's an up-and-down night, and, you know, 50% of the kids are going to be on a high. 50% of the kids are going to have to regroup and come back and find a way to win another match.
But like Dan Gable said when we interviewed him here on 96.7, if everything goes right, nobody's a loser that walks off that mat. If they took care of it in the classroom, they took care of it when they were working out, and they took care of it the way they conducted themselves outside in their personal life, no kid that wrestles is a loser. It is something that makes you a winner in life. So if everything goes right, even though only one kid gets his hand raised, everybody's a winner.
I got to tell you, folks, wrestling is winning today. You look at this stadium, and it is full. There's empty seats sporadic throughout the stadium, but gentlemen, this is as full as I've seen in.
They're clear to the top row. I mean, the
quarterfinals that I've been broadcasting. This is a great sign for wrestling. And wrestling means so much to the state, and we will continue to bring you one of the greatest sporting events in the entire world. That's the Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament, and you've got it live right here, High Above the Mats, High Fidelity. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Lana Sohn, Executive Director of the Homestead of Albia. At the Homestead of Albia, we offer a variety of amenities to assist in the care of you or your loved one. With around-the-clock caring staff, you have the assurance that assistance will be